Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's Daf is Daf Yudalid Maseches Erevin. We must take advantage whenever the Gemara introduces some distraction from Erevin. Erevin's a Geshmaka Masechta, as all Masechtas are, but it's very intense and technical and involved, so when you have an opportunity for a little bit of a reprieve, we have to take advantage of those moments. So the very end of Daf Yudalid Mabez, the Gemara introduces a concept of Poke Chazi Mai Ama Davar. Go out and see what the practice is regarding the lacha of building a particular lechi. And the Gemara ends up saying a similar concept we have is invoked when saying a bracha on water. The Gemara in Brachos, as quoted here by the Gemara in Erevin, says, Ashose Mayim Litzama, a person drinks water in order because he's thirsty to satiate himself. So the bracha that one says is Shahakol Nia B'Devaro. Rabbi Tarfon says, the bracha one says is Borei Nefashos. So what do we do? How do we paskin? To which the Gemara says, Poke Chazi Mai Amadavar. Go out and see what people are doing. So we see from here, however, we paskin, you say, Shehakol Nia B'Devaro, whenever a person drinks because he's thirsty. That's the hana, because there's no hana, there's no taste. One does not get hana from the taste in the mouth from the water. One only gets hana because it satiates him, because it quenches his thirst. So only if he's a tzameh, only if he's a thirsty. If he's not thirsty, one does not recite a bracha. So is this the only instance where one actually gets hana? Are there other instances where one could get hana from drinking water? Let's say a person is drinking water Erev Yom Kippur or Erev Tisha B'Av. He's trying to drink up to hydrate himself, to overhydrate himself, not because he's actually thirsty, but because he's trying to prevent himself from dehydrating on the tinus itself. Would one say bracha? In that instance, people drink a ton of water on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Mishabura writes in Siman Reish Dalid Sif Katan Mem that when the Mishabura, rather when the Mechaber says litzmo, when a person is thirsty, near delav dafka litzmo mamish, not that he's mamish thirsty, when there's some hana, when you know the mouth gets a little bit parched, so the water comes in not because of the taste of the water, because you're trying to hydrate your mouth, hydrate your body. So that's not because you're thirsty, but if a little parch would be enough to say a bracha on water. Now Rav Nissen Karet says there are other applications where a person can get hana from water aside from the mouth itself. Let's say a person is drinking tea and there's no sugar added, hot tea. So there's no flavor, he doesn't enjoy it because the tea is bitter unless there's sugar. So there's no sugar, and he's not really thirsty either. He's just drinking to warm up his body. So if Steinman Paskin, that one does not say a bracha, but if Nissen Kraut said, no, one does get hana, doesn't only mean hana because one is thirsty, but any hana one can get from water, included in that is to warming up the body, or even the opposite, to cool off the body, that would warrant a bracha. A similar discussion exists when drinking seltzer. Some people enjoy seltzer, some people don't drink seltzer. So let's say you're drinking seltzer, not because you're thirsty, but just because you enjoy it. So even though there may not be any flavor, a regular plain seltzer, if one enjoys the bubbles, that feeling, that sensation, Rav Nissen Kraut's passing that also one should recite a shahako. So what's halacha with regards to drinking water, Erev Tisha B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur, to hydrate themselves, to prepare for the tinus? So Rav Nissen Kraut says, as long as there's some level of quenching the thirst, some level of keeping the mouth not parched and moist, that would be allowed. So each case is different. A person who really mamish is so full of the water, he's just drinking and gulping it down so he or she really is able to fast better, but not because they're thirsty at all, one would not say bracha. Rav Nissen Kraut says in Eretz Yisrael, where oftentimes it's quite hot, certainly Tisha B'Av, and even sometimes Yom Kippur, so mistama, there is some hana in the mouth from drinking water. So a person can ascertain there's some level of hana in the mouth, because you're a little bit parched and the water is giving additional hana, you would say a shako. But a person is so overly hydrated, he's just drinking more to add more to the tank, then one would actually not say a bracha of shahakal on the water. The eta that one should do is to say a bracha shahakal on something else that has flavor, a candy, a chocolate chip, or soda, apple juice, and then have in mind the water that one plans to drink afterwards.